Welcome to E-Society Podcast.
Yo, yo, what's up, everybody? Welcome to the show, E-Society Podcast. Nez here, the Zisu, special guest all the way from up north, the brutal one himself. We got Brian from The Horror Returns. What's up, guys?
What's up, man?
How's it going?
We're good. We just finished Super Bowl, what was it, 53? Is that it? Or 51?
I think so.
I don't know. But
one of those.
Yeah. Wasn't a game at all, to me, in my opinion, because it just drug. And, yeah, I didn't get really excited until the last couple minutes. Brady's on the screen right now. Who knows? This is, what, his sixth Super Bowl, tied up with the Pittsburgh Steelers for Super Bowl wins. And I'm mad because this game, was, other than it was boring, it didn't go the way I wanted it to go. So what do you guys think?
Yeah, for me, it definitely was a little bit of a letdown. Rams were my preseason pick to win it all, so that almost came true. That would have been cool. And they had been a high-scoring team all year, and they only ended up with three, so kind of a letdown there. And just after all the years of pretty good Super Bowls, the one last year was close. The one before that, the Atlanta one, was really high-scoring. Obviously, before that, my Broncos won. Even before that, it came down to the wire, Patriots-Seahawks. So this is the first one since that Broncos. We blew it against the Seahawks. That was pretty bad. It was, like, over right from the very beginning. So, and it had been good games for a while, so this is the first kind of bad one in a while, in my opinion.
Yeah, it wasn't too exciting. I mean, if you're a fan of defense, then I guess this was the game for you. But, yeah, it was a letdown for me. I felt like the way this game was going, it was LA's game to win, even with them being down 3-0 most of the game. But what's the quarterback for the Rams?
Jared Goff. He went to Cal, so that's cool.
Yeah, I don't think he was ready for this.
No, not at all.
Yeah. But, you know, I know what everybody's feelings are with the Patriots, but, you know, hats off to them. And Bill Belichick, he just become the oldest head coach to win a Super Bowl?
Yep, that's right.
So, yeah, hats off to them. But, yeah, it wasn't the most exciting game.
No.
Yeah, I didn't. I got excited maybe for a second, but nothing really. It was just, 3-0 for most of the game, then tied up, and then nothing. And, oh, it was just dragging and dragging.
Pretty rough.
Everybody over there, all you Patriots fans, right on for you guys. You guys will have your parade and all that. Would have been awesome, too, for a California victory, but can't have everything. But
no.
Other than the game, what did you guys think of the commercials?
I was actually expecting a little more. I had a feeling we were getting in-game, but even from that, I was expecting more. I was kind of texting you with you about that, and you said you expected another one. That never happened, so I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I get a little disappointed with some of the, especially like movie trailers, because they're only like little 20, 30 second little spots. Right. Like, what was, as far as like the horror side, like the big one, or the big one for me, cause I was a fan of the books when I was a kid, was, Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark from, Guillermo del Toro. We got like three, like little 10, 15 second little spots. So,
What is that? I mean, I've heard of it, but I'm not familiar with that. What is that?
It's based off a book series. It's a children's book series, and they were pretty, you know, from my recollection reading it. I think I was probably in elementary school when I first started reading it. They were pretty scary stories, you know, as the title of the book is, you know, for me being that age reading them. And yeah, it's going to be a movie, and Guillermo's not directing, he's producing, but it looks pretty interesting so far, just from the little spots they showed.
Do you think that'll be PG-13 or R?
I would probably say PG-13.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. But other than the Avengers one, that was the only one I was really excited. I did love the Bud Light Game of Thrones one.
That was a good one.
That I was unexpected, and it got
crossover.
Me a little excited.
It was cool because they crossed over, and I'm almost surprised that they allow their kind of beer commercial to get hijacked like that. But I guess they were up for it.
What did you think of the knight that kind of had the Mandalorian look?
Would you mean the Bud Light?
Yeah, that.
Oh, yeah, they've had him for a while. So
there was a little. I remember some of the Star Wars fans were saying they needed to change it and this and that. It looked too much like a Mandalorian helmet. Yes, it does. But come on, guys, calm down. But
the Toy Story trailer or ad did end up airing after the game, like as we first went on recording. I don't know if you
noticed that.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't even see it. I kept looking.
It was like right when we started recording, like after the game, after the Brady interview and everything.
Wow,
that was fast then.
Yeah, it was pretty short. It just showed him basically at the carnival, and like Buzz was like tied to like as a prize for a carnival gift. That is the only thing I really noticed.
Why are they putting it at the end of the game? I mean, should have been somewhere in the beginning.
Yeah, exactly. A ton of people, you know, had to have when the game was close to being over, and when it went final, they're like, okay, good. I'm good, and they cut it, and so many people, you know, I mean, they'll see it, but you missed your shot. You paid for that, and a ton of people probably turned away.
I didn't even know. I thought they were talking to Tom Brady this whole time.
Yeah, it was after that.
But, I mean, there wasn't too many commercials to jump for joy over. I mean, it was all right. I mean, nothing...
Oh, that's Amazon one with Harrison Ford, the Broad City Girls. Do you see that one?
Oh, yeah. Did check that one out. Yeah, there's not too many. I don't know. I know I watched most of the commercials, but I can't remember any of them. Nothing really stuck out. I mean, other than the Game of Thrones one.
Yeah. What'd you guys think of Jordan Peele's Twilight Zone ad?
I'm hyped. I'm hyped for it.
I'm hyped too. I just wish it wasn't all access.
Do you have that, Brian?
Yeah, that's what I watched Super Bowl on was CBS All Access.
All right. Yeah, we're going to have to probably shell out the money. I don't know. I'm getting ready to get rid of my satellite and just pay for the streaming stuff.
That's what I did. I cut the cord a while ago, and like HBO and Showtime and all that. I get that through Amazon Prime.
How much is that? Is it more or?
Some of them's cheaper, but some of them is, you know, I think I think HBO is like $14 or something like that.
How much is Amazon Prime?
Like $8.99 or something like that.
Well, it's still cheaper than satellite or cable or whatever. Even if you add up all the Netflix, Shudder, Hulu, Amazon and all that, I mean, it'll still be cheaper in the long run.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I mean, me and my wife do talk about it, but we do watch local news and all that, but I don't know. But for nowadays, man, you can just go online and watch all that. So, who knows? But yeah, I mean, Avengers, Twilight Zone, and the Game of Thrones Bud Light one, which is piss beer. Sorry if you guys like to drink Bud Light. Speaking of Bud Light, when I was down at WrestleMania in Dallas, I think it was WrestleMania 32, I believe. Oh, man, I was hanging out with these dudes in the parking lot, and they were like, yeah, you want one? So I was like, yeah, I'll give it a shot. Oh, I took one sip and set it down. And I was like, my buddies, man, they go nuts over it. That's all they drink. And I was like, it doesn't taste like anything. I mean,
right.
It either of you two are beer drinkers, what is what's your choice?
For me, the local brewery here, Lost Coast, they do Great White and a couple other things. Great White, I know, gets shipped all over the place, so that's usually my go-to, but it's mainly because it's right here where I'm at.
Yeah, I'm not really a beer drinker, so whatever my wife's drinking is something I'll try. More on the lines of keeping it green than having a beer, so.
Oh, yeah. I think Sierra Nevada, I mean, it's IPA, it's decent. I don't, not like the old days when it was just straight 40s. I'm too old for all that. I know they still have it. Joel had some of that Great White beer. I tasted it. It had like a nasty aftertaste.
It's the lightest of the Lost Coast Brewery beers. So they actually make an IPA also that you might like, but I'm actually not the biggest IPA fan. So,
well, when I come up there, I'll have to.
Yeah, for sure.
I have to try. Oh, really quick. The last few days ago, Brian and I, on the Horror Returns, we were talking about The Howling, and on the Blu-ray, Sean Clark does his Hollowed Grounds or whatever his little thing is, where he goes around to different sites where they film the movie. How far is Mendocino County from where you're at, Theo?
Yeah, I mean, that's, you know, old. Miles away, at least a couple hours. But as far as like, yeah, coming here for movie stuff, it was funny. I was just talking to you about going to check out Lolita, where they did the Halloween, the Season of the Witch. And when I brought that up to some other people, they were like naming off all these other like movies. And I was like, oh yeah, you'll be hyped. I'll take you on a little movie tour when you come.
Yeah, man, definitely. I'll have to go up there and check out all the Season of the Witch stuff, as well as Drive Through Indoor and all that. Or didn't they film, what was that Disney one that was no good? That
came out Wrinkle in Time.
Yeah.
That's funny because that's seriously like a mile away from where I'm at right now, where they filmed that.
Well, it was only, like a couple seconds?
Yeah, yeah. And I was like, oh, okay, I get it.
You see that one, Brian?
No.
Yeah,
it's on Netflix if you want, but it's not that great.
I was disappointed. Effects wise, I thought it was cool, but I just,
yeah,
nah. If it's on and you walk in the room, yeah, but don't go out of your way for it.
Right.
Any of you listeners, if you guys haven't seen it, because I was like bored out of my mind sitting in the theater watching it. On to the halftime show. I did not watch it. I got out of there as soon as halftime hit because WWE's NXT halftime heat was getting ready to kick off. And we'll get into that in a second. Brian and I will. What did you see of Maroon 5 and Big Boy and whoever else was on there, Zisu?
Yeah, it was Travis Scott. I was a little distracted. I was watching, but I was on the HQ trivia. They did like a bacon themed trivia sponsored by Wendy's. You could have won like Baconators for life. So I got close. I got up to like 8 or 9, I think. But anyways, I was able to mostly, you know, pay attention to the halftime in the background. And yeah, Maroon 5 did start out and, you know, they did their songs. Probably the best moment, and you can probably see it, you know, floating around the net. I know Bleacher Report and stuff has already taken this moment and showing it on there. But the opening to Travis Scott's part was the SpongeBob like band thing. And it's cool that they did that because I remember like there was a whole like online thing of people wanting that when the SpongeBob creator passed away. So it was cool they did that. And they had a cool effect of like the like comet meteor coming down, and it looked like it came down into the arena and then hit the stage, and then Travis Scott did Sicko Mode, and that was cool. Then Maroon 5 did like a couple more songs, and then Big Boy came out and did Like the Way You Move. So that was cool. And then, you know, Maroon 5 finished it. And it was fine, but, you know, not amazing or anything. It was fine.
What is Sicko Mode?
It's Travis Scott's his single. It's really popular this last half of the year. The only reason I'm really familiar with it is because the NBA season, they use that song a lot to like promote the NBA, and they've done a few things like where they tricked Warriors players, and they started to play like the Sicko Mode beat, and then they like transitioned it over to Careless Whisper and like tricked them, and like to get their impression of like both songs.
I've never even heard of this guy. Maybe if I heard some of his music, I'd
probably
yeah, know.
You've definitely heard the song. You probably just didn't know it. The opening is Drake. So
I would have to hear it because I don't know. Either of you Maroon 5 fans?
I dig them. My wife just realized she is, because she doesn't know. She loves music, but she don't know who anybody is or what songs are called. And then she's watching the halftime show, and then she knows every song. She's singing along. She was like, I did not know this was Maroon 5.
Yeah.
I could take them or leave them. I mean, I don't know their entire catalog, but there's a couple songs that I know. I'll know it. Like if I was there and I just heard hits, I would probably know those more than these sides or anything. Oh man. Well, keeping it with the NBA really quick. How's your team doing, Brian?
Not as good as I would like them to be. I know Harden's on this incredible run right now with his scoring, but
yeah.
I mean, if he's, you know, he over 30 games scoring 30 or more, and I'm excited about that, but we're not winning some of those games.
Yeah,
and, you know, he's dropped some games. He's dropping like 40. I think he had 50 one game, and we're just not winning the games that we should be. And I am happy though we got rid of Carmelo, because that was no good from the beginning.
Kind of sad though. I mean, I get it. Like, people are like, why? But the like net rating, like, well, on floor was nuts. Like, you really did hurt the team.
Yeah.
So yeah. But, that Harden streak, he's, like, only second to, like, Wilt now. But Wilt's, like, he's had, like, 30 points in a row, at least, like, I think, like, 30 games or something. But, like, the record is, like, Wilt with, like, 150. So, yeah.
Well, I have no idea who you guys are talking about. But I do know Harden. That's about it.
Right.
DC knows, Brian, I'm sure you know as well. I'm a part-time Golden State fan. I jumped on the bandwagon, but I'm getting ready to jump off as soon as they go to San Francisco. But my family's that they're sticking with them. So, but
this reminds me, before I forget, Nez. I think I know what you're going to answer, but I was thinking about this during the game. Let's say in 3 years, the Vegas Raiders go to the Super Bowl. Would you be like, I know you wouldn't be a fan, but would you like be cool with them winning, or would you actively like be against them?
I'm against them either way. I mean, if Vegas is in front of Raiders, it don't matter. I'm going to be against them. Still not too sure where they're playing right now. There's talks of them still playing in Oakland, the Coliseum, which I kind of said earlier that they probably just end up playing there because nobody wants them. The Giants and the fans don't want them playing in San Francisco in their baseball field. As far as 49ers and Levi Stadium, I hear all of them and the fans don't want them there. And I think they just need to pull up their big boy pants and
they'll be in Oakland.
Just go back to the Coliseum, and we'll see.
They'll be there.
If I was talking about this earlier. If they go and play in the Coliseum, not this O.co or whatever the hell it's called now. It's Coliseum for us real Oakland Raider fans. I'll still be a Raider fan, but if they don't play there and they end up playing wherever else, and there was talks earlier when they were saying they might play at in Reno, but that'd be stupid. I know all the Reno people don't want it because they say it'll bring all the this is what I read online, the Oakland trash or California trash.
Boo. Boo. Now, I think it'd be interesting, especially having like driven around there, like UNR, like there's already no parking as it is. So who knows? Like, I couldn't imagine it with like NFL teams in town.
Let's just say they did for whatever reason. It didn't have to be Raiders, but any NFL team.
Anything.
Just went to play there for one game. Other than I think it would do good for all the local businesses and all the hotels in the downtown area, as well as the small ones. But yeah, parking, if you're familiar with Reno and the University of Nevada campus, there is a parking structure. There's maybe little lots here and there, and I think there is a big one in the back, but not enough for NFL fans. Even if people did drive up, let's just say the Raiders or 49ers or whoever, if those fans drove over here, there would be no way. Didn't get there early, I don't think you would get a spot. And most likely, either people, if they were staying in the hotels downtown, they would walk, or who knows, maybe Uber will be awesome that week and everyone will get there. But I don't know. I mean, it's good for college games and all that because it's a huge crowd, but it's not an NFL crowd. So
yeah, you can't even get parking during like regular UNR football games or like graduations at UNR. So. Yeah, I can't imagine an NFL game.
I don't know. But either way, we still need to find out when or where the Raiders are going to play. And, Brian, do you have NFL team?
In 3 years, if it's Las Vegas Raiders, you would actively be against them?
Of course, man. And if Vegas is in front of any place in front of Raiders, if it's not Oakland, I'm against it. I'm tired of telling you guys, not you two, but everybody else that's hearing my voice right now, even my family that's here, I am an Oakland Raiders fan. Oakland, California, not Los Angeles, not Las Vegas, Nevada. That'll be it for me.
That'll be interesting.
And all my friends, if any of my friends that are Raiders fans are still following into Vegas, you are not a real Oakland Raiders fan. And if I lose friends, hey, that's just what happens. But I was born and raised in Oakland. I support my town. I support the A's. Even if the A's left, because there was always talks of that, I won't have a baseball team. But I did mention on the show that I would be a New York Yankees fan. So I'm going to stick to one side of the Bay. I can't be a Giants fan. I can't go down to Santa Clara with all you fake 49er fans. talking to you, Steve, and I did say that I would, if the A's did leave, I hope they never do, knock on wood, I would be a New York Yankees fan, but I think the only one happy for that is our buddy Courtney. So
right.
enough baseball and NBA. On to the real halftime show, and that is WWE's NXT Halftime Heat. It was a six-man tag team with Velveteen Dream, Ricochet, what the heck's that guy's name?
Aleister Black.
Aleister Black on one side, and then we had Johnny Gargano, Adam Cole, and what was the other dude's name?
Tommaso Ciampa.
Yeah, that guy. Oh, my God. NXT, for those of you who don't know, there's Raw, there's SmackDown. NXT in the beginning was like the developmental guys, but right now and within the past few years, NXT has been way better than Raw or SmackDown.
And because agreed,
these guys go super hard. I mean, these guys want to move up to the next level, to either Raw or to SmackDown. And man, this... It was what, 15 minutes long, maybe?
And they're a little bit longer than that.
All right.
Probably 20 minutes.
All right. That sounds right. But man, these guys went hard. Every single one of them, all six guys. I mean, there was time where all six of them were all in the ring. Everybody was flying in and out, flips, DDTs, moonsault, everything. They were going off in this. I'm more of a Velveteen Dream and a Ricochet guy, and Johnny Gargano, I love him. Adam Cole, I just don't like his attitude, but he is a good performer. And Aleister Black and Ciampa, they're both good, but man, I'm more of a Velveteen and Ricochet guy. Who were you for, Brian?
I'm an Aleister Black guy, so I like Velveteen, so I was going for that team. But this, watching NXT, it always makes me comfortable for the future of WWE, because there's so much talent just in this one match. And on top of that, any of these guys, they can go face or they can go heel, and you buy it too. And there's just so much talent that was going on in this one match, and it was definitely more exciting than the Super Bowl. I will say that.
Yeah. I mean, I did hoot and holler during the Super Bowl, but not as much as I went to the back in the back of our house and watched this on my phone. But man, they usually do pull the punches, but it didn't look like they pulled any of those kicks. What did you think, Brian? Cause it looked like they connected a lot.
Oh, Aleister Black with Black Mass.
Yeah,
those are connecting. Those are dope. And I know you say you're not an Adam Cole guy, but I know you got to appreciate when he super kicked Ricochet, who was doing the moonsault.
Oh,
and he caught him when he came down.
I mean, yeah, there's no way you can pull those. It did remind me of the Heartbreak Kid, Shawn Michaels, which was there. He was on commentary when he kicked. I can't remember his name. It was a black wrestler when he jumped off the rope. You know what I'm talking about.
Shelton Benjamin?
Yes. Oh, my yes. God. It just reminded me of that. When they all super kicked, was it Velveteen Dream or?
Ricochet.
Yeah, when they kicked him all at once. Oh, man. It looks like maybe one of them pulled, but it looked like they all connected. The flips and the flops and everything. I mean, these guys are just acrobatic performers. The stuff they were doing, flying off the ropes, in and out of the ring, was amazing. I couldn't believe. I mean, this is what you want. And everybody there in the crowd, the NXT man, crowd, they were hyped.
But yes, they were.
It was cool to see everyone out there in their. It was mainly Patriots jerseys that I saw, but they were in Florida, so. It's the East Coast team, but man, it was awesome, man. I thought it was well worth the time to get away from that dumb halftime show. A lot of people, a lot of my friends that are Maroon 5 fans, they said they just didn't like it. They were saying Adam Levine didn't sound good, and I guess him tearing a shirt off with all the tattoos and everything, they were, I don't know. You know how people get when they show skin. I just
was that controversial?
Within my friends, they were all going off, and I was like, man, whatever. I posted a picture on all their comments. If you wanted to watch real men with their shirts off, I put a picture of the three winners. But man, this was awesome, man. I'm glad they went super hard, because it was only just that one match, and I'm gonna have to watch it again. I mean, it's definitely something to rewatch, because these six performers, they went in there and did their job. NXT, in my opinion, I'm sure Brian can agree, is way better than pretty much everybody on the, not maybe not everybody on the main roster, but most of them. Even the gals, when the gals are coming up, it's good to see that Nikki Cross, she stepped up. Are you a Nikki Cross fan, Brian?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But I just have this feeling she's going to get lost in Raw.
Yeah, I think they should have just debuted her on Raw and then pushed her over to SmackDown. But I don't know. We'll see. But yeah.
Well, real quick, with that being said, do you think they pull talent too quickly from NXT?
Sometimes. I don't think. I guess they did pull her pretty fast, because she came up and then next thing you know, she's on Raw.
Yeah.
I think why they pulled her is because she's her gimmick is just being wild and crazy, and maybe I mean, that's what got me to like her, because I remember seeing, I can't remember her name in the indies, but once she got all crazy, and that's what I liked about her. I mean, she does do what she's good. She's not one of the flashy female wrestlers that has to show a lot of skin. She's pretty much covered up. But I mean, I think she does her job once she's in the ring. So I'm kind of glad they brought her up. But yeah, they did bring her up pretty fast. But who knows? We'll see where once I assume after WrestleMania is done, we'll see where it goes from there. But I think that's it, unless you guys got anything else.
No, I think that's it.
All right. Yeah. Brian, what do you guys got coming up for the Horror Returns? Well, before that, you guys are turning into a network. If you want to tell our audience, I'm sure majority of our audience listens to you guys anyway, but for those of you that don't, the Horror Returns turned into a network, and I don't even know how many shows you guys got now.
Well, we, of course, you know, everybody knows we still got the regular, the main show, Horror Returns. We also got a Jay and Gene over there with Saddle Up. That's our Western podcast. And we got Melissa Stevens, who is our stream queen. And you'll get that episode maybe once or twice a month. And, of course, we got little bonus interviews here and there every now and then.
What's your next interview you guys got, if you can say it?
Well, you knew the one that we had coming up, so I don't want to break that one because we're still trying to work out a time with that I believe you were going to join us for. So
yeah, I'm ready. I'm so excited. I won't say everyone, but once we do it, I will tell everyone.
Yeah, I don't, the interviews I don't usually like to say, because I'm one of those guys. It doesn't happen until it happens. I don't want to speak on it, and that it doesn't happen. So. But I'm working on some stuff for Texas Frightmare too. We might have some pretty good interviews coming up too.
Will you be down there with us this year?
Oh, tickets already bought.
Yes, dude. Oh man, we everybody. For those of you that listen to both of our shows, we all finally get to be together in Texas, Dallas, Fort Worth, whatever. I don't know that area, but we'll all be there. We're going to meet the Barry White of podcasting, ladies and gentlemen. The brutal one himself, Brian, will be at Texas Frightmare. Dude, that just gave me goosebumps. I'm so excited, man. It's going to be so awesome. And, dude, I can't wait, man.
I'm super excited, too.
Oh, man. When are you flying in?
I'll probably get there maybe a day or two before the convention starts.
Are you going?
I think I'm going to be there actually an entire week. So
are you going straight to Dallas, or are you going to Lance's?
I believe Lance's, and then we're going to drive to Dallas.
Ah, is it just you, or are you bringing the family?
The wife wanted to come, but she said this is my first time with everybody. So next time she'll come. So I'm solo this time.
Like Han. And all right.
Mel and Jay from the Saddle Up podcast, they're gonna be there too. So
yeah, that's where we met Mel 2 years ago. Quick little story, everyone. She's awesome. She had a show, a Walking Dead show. That's how we were introduced to her, because Lance and Philip, man, they were the guys, man. They were out there promoting the Horror Returns. Dude, Zisu, we need to make cards. We need to make cards for our shows, because that's what they were doing. They were handing their cards to everybody, and they were sitting like right next to us. And next thing you know,
cool.
Well, one thing led to another, and she was on the Horror Return, which is awesome. I'm glad that
that's awesome.
Kind of made me a little jealous that you guys have a female voice now on the show. So. we need to find one. We had one, but she went off to college. She went off to college, and that's more important than talking about this and that. So shout out to Jade. We love you. We're so proud of you that you're going to college, because we're just sitting at home. But anyway, yeah. I don't know. We'll find someone. But any females that out there that want to do podcasting or whatever, get a hold of any of us, and we'll work on that. But all right, guys, I think that's gonna be it for this episode. Yep. Super Bowl talk, NBA, NFL, and wrestling. All of us are fans of all of that, and we will see. So as far as that, from myself, I have nothing else to say until we start doing other things. But Brian, again, really quick, where can everyone find everything about The Horror Returns?
If you want to message us, that's thehorrorreturns@gmail.com. We're on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and you can find our podcasts on iTunes, CastBox, Stitcher, and Podbean.
Zisa, you got anything before we get out of here?
No, I'm good to go.
All right, everybody. Yes, listen to everything at the Horror Returns Network, as well as us. Everything on the Skater Nez Podcast Network. Let's go on to iTunes or Podbean. Just search Skater Nez. You'll find everything there. As well as on iTunes or Apple Podcasts is what they call it now. You can find our anchor feed, East Society. Just search East Society Podcast, and there's plenty of stuff on there. Dude, I erased the app from my phone and then just reinstalled it, and it's still not working right. I don't know what the problem. Maybe you'll have to record it and then just send it to me, but I will figure it out.
Yeah, but I don't know how we're going to do the team up pod then.
I don't know. We'll figure something out. But
all right.
As far as distribution for Anchor, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Breaker, CastBox, Overcast, Pocket Cast, and Radio Public. Again, just search East Society on either any of those, and you'll find our Anchor feed. Hey, Brian, thank you so much for coming on. Zisu, Nez, I got nothing else unless you do.
Nope, good to go. Have a good one.
Brian, thanks for coming on, brother.
Thanks for having me.
All right, everybody. We'll talk to you guys. Listen to The Horror Returns. They got much more to come. But do check out that last episode because I'm on it. And, yeah. Oh, shout out to Marco. Right on, brother. We're definitely going to have you on the show. And we're going to talk Star Wars and everything else. All right, guys. From the East Society and The Horror Returns, we are out of here. I'll end it like Horror Returns. Good night. Yeah.